Definitely.
So when does the program start?
Well, I'm starting a program in November of this year. It's called The Resolution Solution, Getting What You Want in 2010 for Out-of-the-Box Thinkers. So it's going to be a four-month program.
For 2011?
Yeah, for 2011. I'm starting it in November.
Right.
Which might have people go, why would you do that?
It's a little early, yeah.
Well, you know, and I the one thing I say is, when you think about it, if you're going to run a marathon, do you start training the day of the race? Or do you start training a little bit before that?
I think a little before.
Probably a little before that. Or if you look at Michael Phelps, won lots of gold medals. Do you think the Olympics was the first time he got into a swimming pool?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
He spent a lot of time preparing for that.
Right.
So we're starting in November because this is for people who are really serious about taking their New Year's resolutions and making it stick. So we're going to spend November and December really laying down a solid foundation, getting really clear on, you know, I call it a resolution personality type, what their resolution personality type is. We're going to look at some of their past successes and failures. We're going to get them really clear and focused on what they want to do next year. Then we're going to start looking at support and how are they putting support structures in place that's going to help them keep that alive. And we're going to tie it to values. One thing that I found when people with New Year's resolutions and they don't keep them, they've got this nebulous solution, a resolution out there that they want. But if you were to ask them what's the value there, they haven't connected it to a value, which makes it very easy to just let that go.
Yeah.
So we're going to dig in and go, what's really important about this? Because when you take that resolution and tie it to a value, it makes it very, very personal. And when something's personal to a person like that, they're not as willing to give it up.
Right.
A lot of times I use a dieting analogy. Say someone wants to lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds or whatever, and they think, I just want to lose 30 pounds because then I'll be in shape. But if you start tying that to their value, what's really important here? Well, they might start digging in and go, you know what? If I lose this weight and I get rid of this, I'm going to have better heart health. I'm going to live, you know, so many more years. I'm going to spend more time with my grandchildren. And so now it's not, I want to lose 30 pounds so I'll fit into my size 4 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to lose 30 pounds because I want to spend that much time with my grandkids and I want to be active with my grandkids.
Yeah.
So now it's not just that dress size or whatever. Now it's something that's really important. And when you connect it to something like that, they're really not as ready to give up on it, because that's what November, December is all about, is really focusing in and creating that solid foundation. Because, you know, you watch people build buildings, they can spend weeks, you know, just building the foundation and it looks like nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Once that foundation is done,
right,
you can see floors start coming up within a day or two. They can
sure.
add a couple floors,
yep.
But it takes that good solid foundation to really make that skyscraper rise.
I like what I hear you saying, Tom,
yeah.
because I really think there's times when people will come to a New Year's resolution list and they look at it like it's a menu. Yeah, I guess check off, I'll lose a little bit of weight, and I guess I could do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really thinking deeply about
it.
But you're challenging people to dig deep on a number of fronts to say, what are you going to own when the calendar turns? What are you really going to get after? And maybe throw some goals out, you know, challenge yourself.
Maybe there's
goals people list that they're not really owning or they don't really want. I think it's okay to change your goals, but do that in November and December.
Yeah, and they're going to have that whole group supporting them.
Sure.
And it's funny you say that too, because I was talking to a coach colleague of mine just a few days ago about the program, and she said, oh, I know. When I was younger, way back when, I thought, you know, I set my New Year's resolution on December 30th, and I thought I was so cool because I was so far ahead of the game. And she's like, no, December 30th is like the last minute preparation. She's like, this November thing, that's what you got to do. So when that clock turns over, when it's January 1, you got everything in place and you've got nothing to worry about except that resolution and really fulfilling that.
I like that. I like that a lot, because you're giving thought to it. You
got
to give thought to your way. That's just good stuff.
Because it's really about their life, and they making this resolution because it's something that they really want and it is important to them. So I don't want to gloss over that. It's got that value. So it deserves that time and it deserves that preparation. And we're going to I want it to be high value, high impact, high success. That's what I'm looking for. I really want people to really get a lot out of this.
So are you challenging people like in that period of November and December? Is it just, I mean, you mentioned weight loss, but is it Is it everything? Is it business? Is it their personal life? Is it their physical health? Is it their relationships with their family, their kids, their spouses?
It's very personalized, whatever they're bringing to the plate. That's why in like the second and third week, we're going to be looking back at what are the resolutions you've had in the past that you've either succeeded or failed in,
right?
And just kind of reviewing them. And are these things we need to revisit, you know, and where are we at with that? Because it's very specific to the person. So it's what they want. So I'm not going to be dictating, here's what you're going to have to do.
Right.
You know, it's they're going to bring to the table what they want, and the entire group is going to be really supporting them and helping them getting a structure and a foundation so they can really, because you hear it all the time. Everybody makes resolutions. Nobody keeps them. It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard that numerous times in the health clubs all pack it in the first couple of weeks of the year, and then by the time the end of January comes, it's nobody there. Just the regulars are there. The ones who've made it a lifestyle choice. And that's the thing too, I think, about when you talk about life coaching, is you're challenging people to look at this not just as a quick race, but more of a marathon, right? I mean, to adopt these things for their life, to continue to grow for the balance of their life. We are bumping up against the end of this segment, but Tom, your contact information again?
Yep, you can email me at tom@epcoachtom.com. The website is www.epcoachtom.com, and the phone number is 763-588-4679.
Wonderful. You are listening to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570, Twin Cities Business Radio. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tom Maher.
Yep,
I got it right. He's a life coach, and he's challenging people to, maybe my goal needs to be to a little more articulating, get into a school for better enunciation. I don't know, pronunciation, whatever. But nonetheless, we are back after the break, so you want to stay tuned. This is good stuff. Stay tuned.